It's Saturday, December 14th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, jubilant Syrians crowded the streets and mosques at Friday prayers yesterday to mark the downfall of the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. On the Telegram messaging app, rebel leader Abu Mohammed al-Golani encouraged Syrians to go to the streets and express their joy. In the capital, Damascus, people stood shoulder to shoulder at one of Syria's most holy sites, the Al-Umayyad Mosque. This was the first time Syrians performed Friday prayers in the mosque since opposition forces stormed the capital and overthrew Assad less than a week ago. Meanwhile, satellite images appeared to show Russian forces packing up and dismantling military equipment at one of their key bases in Syria on Friday, suggesting that it may be preparing for a military withdrawal. It remains to be seen what the final arrangement may be between Russia and Syria's new government, but the movements reflect the profound shift in the country's post-Assad power dynamics as Moscow grapples with losing a key ally and the potential erosion of its influence in the Middle East. In other news, the Biden administration agreed to extend and modify a long-running agreement with China on cooperation in science and technology, supporting requests from the academic community against warnings of Republicans that the pact weakens national security. The 5-year agreement, signed in Beijing Friday after the deal came close to collapsing and just weeks before Donald Trump returns to the presidency, appears aimed at sustaining cooperation between government and university researchers in basic science such as earthquake and health monitoring amid broader decoupling pressure between the countries. The State Department said the new protocol provides consistent standards for government-to-government scientific cooperation and reduces risks to national security. Worries about endorsing cooperation, particularly in the U.S., reflect concerns that basic science can ultimately spur advances in strategic industries like artificial intelligence and technological defense capabilities amid an intense rivalry between the nations. Around the world, South Korea's legislature impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his decision to briefly institute martial law, kickstarting a months-long process to potentially select a new leader following one of the nation's most tumultuous chapters in recent years. Needing a two-thirds majority, lawmakers voted 204-85 to impeach Yoon, who will immediately be stripped of his presidential powers. 3 abstained, while 8 cast invalid votes. A vote last weekend to impeach the conservative president failed. The country's prime minister, Han Duk-soo, a Harvard-educated former ambassador to the U.S., will serve as acting president in the interim. In a pre-recorded television address after Saturday's vote, Yoon accepted that his time as president has been paused and expressed frustration that his past efforts may have been in vain. He called on everyone to unite under the leadership of the acting president and to work together to prioritize the people's safety and happiness. Yoon won't be removed from office until South Korea's constitutional court reviews and certifies the impeachment vote. And former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was admitted to a hospital for evaluation after being injured in a fall during an overseas trip marking the 80th anniversary of a World War II battle. Pelosi, who is 84 years old, was traveling with a bipartisan congressional delegation in Luxembourg when she sustained the injury, said her spokesman Ian Krager. Krager said Pelosi wouldn't be able to attend the remainder of the events planned to honor American veterans who fought at the Battle of the Bulge. A person familiar with the incident said she tripped and fell after a group photo with other lawmakers and officials. The U.S. Embassy in Luxembourg posted a group photo Friday morning that included Pelosi. A separate person familiar with the incident said Pelosi could walk with help and was alert. Pelosi was personally and officially honored to travel with the distinguished delegation, many of whom had family members who fought in World War II, including her uncle Johnny, Krager said. She looks forward to returning home to the U.S. soon. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.